Parechet became tame from a bladder tumor. The parechet is the current that divides the kodesh from the kodesh kedusha. And if it becomes tame from a bladder tumor, for example, it came into contact with liquids that are tame, and the liquids are rishon l'tuma. This tumor is only midrabbanan. As liquids that are tame cannot be metame a kli. A kli can only become tame from an abhat tumor. However, the Chachamim decreed that even liquids that are only a rishon l'tuma could be metame a kli. Gzeira, because of the liquid of a zav or zava, which is an abhat tuma, that could be metame a kli min hatorah. And the liquid such as the saliva from the zava or zava is regarded as an abhat tuma and could be metame a kli. So the Rabbanan decreed that all liquids that are tuma, even though it's only a rishon l'tuma, would also be metame a kli. So therefore, this parecha that came into contact with liquids that are rishon l'tuma is only tame midrabbanan. So therefore, it is mutter to immerse the parochet in the mikvah that's in the azara. You're not obligated to take the parochet out of the azara, since the tumah is only midrabbanan, and after they immerse it in the mikvah, they can put the parochet immediately back up, and since it's only tumah midrabbanan, it does not require her shemesh. They do not have to wait until nightfall to put it back up. But the parochet that had become tumah from an abah tumah, for example, it came into contact with a sher. So in such a case, the parochet is tamei min ha-Torah. In that case, they're obligated to take the parochet immediately outside the Azara, because they would immerse the parochet in a mikvah outside the Azara. And they would also have to wait until nightfall, as since it's tamei min ha-Torah, it requires harishemet. So meanwhile, they would hang it up in the chayol, the area on the harabais outside the Azara, and they would keep it there until nightfall. And only at nightfall would they put it back up. Bim ha-Isa chadasha. If the parochet that had become tame from an abah tumah was a new parochet, in such a case, after they immersed in the mikvah outside the azar, they would put it up on the roof of the itzva. The itzva were sheltered benches that were on the harabai, in order that the people can see the work of the parochet, which was very beautiful. And since anyway they had to keep the parochet outside the azar until nightfall, they took this opportunity to show off the brand new, beautiful parochas. Rabbi Shimon ben Haskan. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Haskan. Rabbi Shimon was the son of the Skan Kohen Gadol. His father was a deputy Kohen Gadol during the times of the second Beit Hamikdash. Parochas of Yateva. The parochas that was used to the Bach, the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedush, had the thickness of a tefach. It was one tefach thick. Ba'al shivim ustayin nimen nereget. And it was woven with 72 strands. Ba'al kol nima v'nima. Esrin v'arba chud. Each one of these strands consisted of 24 threads. And there were four materials used in the parochet. Tcheles, argama, tola, shani, and chase. Tcheles, argama, and tola, shani are three different color wools. While chase is linen. And there were six threads from each one of these four materials that was used in each strand. So altogether, there were 24 threads in each strand. Orcha arba'im amma, v'rochba esrim amma. The length of the peruches was 40 amma. And the width was 20 amma. So that was the dimension of the entrance to the Kodesh Kadosha. U'mishmonim u'stei ribo nasim. And altogether, the peruches consisted of 820,000 threads. Now, some learn that 820,000 is referring to the cost of the parochas, that the parochas cost 820,000 dinars. While some have the version, umishmonim ushtei ribot nasis, which means that the parochas was made by 82 young women. Ushtayim osim b'chol shana. And they would make two new parochas every year. And there were two parochas that divided the Kodesh from the Kodesh Kedushin. And they would make new parochas every year. They would take down the old ones and put up two new parochas every year. And when they needed to immerse the parochas in the mikvah, it was so heavy that it would take 300 kohanim to immerse it. And after they made the new parochas, they would immediately have to immerse it before they put it up. As all new kohanim that are to be used in the Beit HaMikdash have to be immersed once it is finished being made, even though it had not become tamei, so they would have to immerse the new parochas and it was so heavy that it would take 300 kornim to immerse it. Now, the Mefarshim say this is actually an exaggeration. It wasn't that heavy that it would take 300 kornim to immerse it. Just the Mishnah wants to point out that it was very heavy, so therefore the Mishnah exaggerates and says that it takes 300 kornim to immerse the parochas in the mikvah.